Welcome into another episode of the Gym Closet. I am with at Jordan.Hildreth, as usual. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. How are you?
Good. How are you feeling?
A little hungover. Just a little hungover from the weekend activities.
That sounds like you had a good weekend, though.
I did have a good weekend. Well, last night we went over to the Smith's house, and they had a little Cinco de Mayo party, so...
Just nice.
Hung with some good folk.
Just had a blast, stayed up, got hammered.
Yep.
that sounds like a good time.
About the long of it.
That's good. I just got back from Indiana, where I visited my brother and his twins just had their one-year-old birthday. So it was kind of the same thing, except for I wasn't drinking.
Except a little more sober.
I was a little more sober. Everybody else was good and hammered up, though.
Yeah,
we made margaritas because of Cinco de Mayo. And my brother the entire time was like, I got this recipe from a real Mexican. This stuff is legit. And it was actually really, really good. It was like fresh squeezed lime juice, which we had to do, which was terrible. And then all this other liqueur bullshit. And it was. And then like three handles of tequila.
Cole made a margarita mix, and it was a low-cal margarita mix, so instead of using sugar or whatever to mix it, he used Jolly Rancher, like, you know, those Crystal Light packs?
Oh, sure.
So he mixed in a bunch of those, and it worked pretty well, except the big batch that he made, I guess you put water in it as well, water, tequila, triple sec, and those things. He used hot water. So, like, there's this big pitcher, but he never felt it. Then I grabbed the pitcher, and I was like,
hot.
Dude, this is, like, extremely hot. This is not just a little hot. You fucking idiot.
That's hilarious. So then did he have to, like, go
Well, we had to use shitloads of ice.
And then it watered it down.
Fine. Yeah, well, it ended up fine. Okay. The ice seemed to be enough.
There was a...
It's like, what are you doing?
There was, like, a nectar deal that my brother...
Oh, a guave?
A guave, yeah. He used that shit. Yeah. And, like... I had a little taste, and it was like pure tequila, super sour.
Yeah.
And then he put a bunch of that shit in, and then it was like, oh, there's a margarita.
That's kind
of
like honey, isn't it?
I think so. It looked like it, yeah. And it did the trick, that's for sure. And then everybody else just got smashed on it because it was so strong. It was pretty awesome.
I stuck with tradition, too. I drank Dos Equis last night.
Nice.
When in Rome.
Right? When in Cinco de Mayo. When it is Cinco de Mayo, drink
Mexican beer.
Cervezas. And then we ended up driving back all day today just so I could make it here and
for you guys.
Do some posing and then also, you know, get the podcast out.
But mostly for you guys.
Yeah, mostly for the people listening. To the podcast. We had to get in and get this thing done today. And today we are going to be touching on, again, another kind of a theme of the next 8 weeks with success and furthering your own success and furthering your education. We're going to jump into how do you even measure success? What is success to you? And what is success in the fitness industry and in the gym and physically, mentally, what are some things that, you know, when do you say, yeah, I'm successful, you know, and I think that varies person to person, but, you know, recently I've worked with a lot of clients that, you know, want to know what body fat am I going to be, you know, am I going to feel like I want to feel, what weight is that? And what are some of these metrics that I need to worry about in order to go in the right direction? And then with that, if we have check-ins and one of those metrics is not where they wanted to see it go, does that mean that I'm unsuccessful? And so that's another, you know, topic that we want to kind of go over today. And I'll start with that. You know, we have a lot of people put a ton of weight, literally weight,
there we go,
on the scale and what the number says weight wise and where that is a tool. And basically all of these measurements are just tools to show us that we're trending in the right direction. Right. So what I call an acute measurement is a measurement that you take today. And in my opinion, that means literally nothing when it comes to the big grand scheme of things, because the only thing that really can tell you how you're doing and if you're being successful physically is the trend of multiple metrics and what the entire picture looks like. So you really can't just take somebody's weight and say, okay,
oh man, you need to lose 10 pounds
right,
without knowing a single thing about them.
Exactly. You know, yeah, lose 10 pounds. And then, you know, I jump on the scale tomorrow after doing a program, for, you know, a week, and I'm up a pound, and now I'm pissed. And now I want to quit because my goal is to lose 10 pounds and I'm up a pound the next week. Well, that's an acute measurement that could be completely, completely wrong or completely variant.
Misleading.
Completely misleading if you're not consistent with measurements, if you're not doing the right things in order to minimize as many variables as possible in that weigh-in or check-in or whatever you're doing. So one thing that I do with all of my athletes is what I call dry weight, which is nothing more than basically going to be most likely your lightest weight at the beginning of the day. So you wake up, go to the bathroom, you're weighing with no clothes on or just underwear on, and it's consistent every single time. And that's the most accurate way that you can depict your weight on the scale, right? But again, the acute measurement from any single morning doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So then what we do is we take the averages over the week, we take the trends week to week, and then we can see, you know, if you're having a successful weight loss or if you're having, you know, success in physical success in what you're trying to do.
Just to clarify a little bit, you're saying weigh in the morning because it's the same, and you just mean like you haven't eaten anything, you haven't drank anything. So if I'm weighing in at 3 p.m., I had an apple, this, that, or whatever, and depending on my day, I may have, the next time around, I may have eaten different amounts of food.
Exactly, yep. And not only eating,
morning
but
weight is...
You basically went from however many hours you're fasted.
Right.
Right. So now that's kind of your baseline, and that's why I call it dry weight, is because you haven't ate anything, you haven't drank anything. That is going to be, now, even though that is a...
It's not
that,
exact.
Right. And that's not even exact because of what you ate, you know, the previous night, or, you know, different things will affect that. Even the number of hours that you sleep. Like if I get 6 hours of sleep, I'm almost 2 pounds heavier than if I would have gotten 8 hours of sleep that day. And it's crazy how much that can vary depending on the amount of sleep that you got, the amount of stress that you are in. You know, that current week might play in results for the entire week, 7 days of weighing in. And so all of those things can play a big part. And that's why you have to look at the big picture. You have to have a coach that looks at the big picture and wants to help you succeed long term and trend in the right direction and always be going in the direction of your goals. Now, same thing with body fat. You know, if you're doing like a caliper body fat, that's going to be an acute measurement that day, that time. Again, trying to eliminate as many variables as you can. So trying to do it at the same time, same kind of scenario as possible every time with whoever's doing that for you is going to be key. But again, one day of body fat measurement is not going to be the be all end all be all. That's what I'm looking for.
I switched those
around because I don't normally do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
But you know, jumping in and getting that acute measurement still doesn't mean anything. And so putting that acute measurement with your last 10 acute measurements that are trying to limit variables, that's when you're going to see
the
trends.
Down
right.
After 10,
exactly.
Right.
And it depends what your goals are. You know, is it trending up slowly if your goals are to gain muscle or maintaining, you know, whatever the case may be, your goals still tell you what success is, you know, and that's going to be a big thing. And so that's kind of the physical success that I ran into over the last week or so is people asking, you know, well, how do I know if I'm successfully achieving my goals, whether it's weight loss? How much weight should I lose in a given week, or, you know, this and that? And when those questions get asked, it's really hard to just say a definitive answer. Like Jordan said, lose 10 pounds. That's your, when you lose 10 pounds, you're successful. Well, you may have more than 10 pounds to lose. And so I think a lot of that goes into your overall goals. And again, if you are training to be a powerlifter, you're probably not, your weight goals are going to be weight class related.
Yep.
Whereas if you're a physique athlete and going to step on stage, your weight goals really are come second to the visual goal of how lean you are to step on stage.
You know, almost irrelevant, right? Really. Like,
you're not submitting your weight and body fat to the judges, you know, so they don't give a shit. How do you look? Yeah. You know, and I think that goes along with general population people too. Like, if you're getting lean for the summer, how do you carry your weight? Is 10 pounds the number that you want to lose, or is it, you know, is it 20 pounds, or is it 5 and you look great,
right?
Where you're at, you know what I mean?
Lose 5 pounds and you're like, God damn, that's a good looking stud I see there in the mirror. Then hey, then that's a physical.
That's physical success right there. And then just maintain it. That's other thing that you have to work with your coach on or your exercise professional on, is then how do I maintain that weight, or, you know, my best look. So all of that is so the entire spectrum of success physically is so individualized that it's impossible to throw a blanket on results when it comes to that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, and then you get into kind of what more along the lines of what we're talking about these 8 weeks, and educating yourself and furthering your success in your job and in, you know, your knowledge, or if maybe you're an entrepreneur, when are you successful? My story, you know, we'll get on and we'll probably tell Amber and my kind of entrepreneurial business background from starting the gym. We'll probably jump on there here in this 8 week segment to kind of talk about our entrepreneurial spirit and kind of what we would say makes us successful, or when we will be successful. And I think that's kind of my main point today, is I always want everybody to see what they've accomplished and enjoy what they've accomplished, but don't spend so much time enjoying what you accomplished that you're not still hungry to be more successful, to drive farther, to do more. Because if you get complacent and you say that, yep, I'm successful right now, well, that's going to be, I mean, that's going to be your cap. You better be happy, you know. And one thing that I know that me personally, like, I don't feel like I'm successful. Some people might look at me and say that I'm successful. I don't think that I'm successful today. I'm not going to be successful tomorrow. And I don't think I'll ever be successful in my own mind when it comes to business and what I do. But I am going to take time to celebrate my successes and my, you know, my actual time, that some time has to be spent on reflecting and enjoying what you have, but then striving forward, you know, and not spending too much time looking in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you think as far as, like, success goes with, where do you see, if you had a success, you know, if we've, like we've talked about, we went over our goals in business and in life, you know, before, but does that make you successful? At that point, I don't think when I accomplish those goals, I don't think I'm going to say, yes, I'm successful, I'm done. You know what I mean?
I think there's a difference between successful and done. I think that you will look at all that and you'll be like, yeah, I'm successful. Now I'm also going to do this thing and be more successful. And
then Like, varying degrees of success.
Right. And that's kind of what you're saying about, look, you know, giving yourself a pat on the back every once in a while and saying, hey, yeah, this is doing a good job.
Right.
I think you can always, you can be very successful and you can acknowledge that and then still want to continue to do more. So the chase of success, I think, is a pretty good, I think a good measure of success also is change. Like, is what I'm doing today different from what I was doing a year ago? I think that's a good measure, which is, you know, kind of funny, because I think to be successful, consistency is extremely important. But it's like consistency in your habits, not necessarily what your habits
consistently
are, what you're doing.
Consistently trying to change almost. Yeah. And be successful and strive for more, you know, is,
they if seem you're like consistent. Two different things, right? But very, very.
But they're parallels, you know. And if you aren't continuing to create and continuing to do those good habit type of daily activities, you're not going to ultimately make the changes that make you successful,
right?
You know what I mean? So I mean, it goes hand in hand, but. That's, you know, that's the question that we want to talk to you guys about today, is, you know, ask yourself, do I feel successful today? If I look back at my last year, has the last year been successful to me? And what would I say in the next year when I reflect a year from now would make me successful today?
Yeah.
You know, and so think about those kind of things and really kind of take a second to reflect on whether you're successful today. Answer yourself truly, and then go into the next year thinking and making some of those goals that I am successful in my mind in the next year if I do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And then when you do X, Y, and Z, you should laugh at yourself and be like,
"That's all I thought I could do.
That's all I thought I could do. I went above and beyond, or I'm there right now, but now my X, Y, and Z is completely different."
Yeah.
You know, and I'm continuing to push forward. So that's the ultimate chase of success, you know, is and that's the thing. You got to love the process.
Yeah.
You know, we learned that from bodybuilding, because if you don't like the process, if you're just grinding for 25 weeks because you want an end goal of standing on stage for 10 minutes,
right,
you're fucked.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to be,
it's awful.
Yeah, you're not going to be satisfied if you hate 18 weeks to 30 weeks of your life to enjoy 10 minutes on stage max. I mean, a lot of times you're on and off in less than that. So, just keep that in mind with everything, you know, and, when you're chasing physical success, make sure that you have kind of a holistic, look at things, make sure that everything is taken into consideration over long periods of time. And then, you know, challenge yourself this week to jump in and talk about what would make you successful and how successful you feel today.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into a couple different segments here. You said you had an alpha beta.
Yeah. I think this is an alpha beta. It is. I saw a truck the other day in the Hy-Vee parking lot where this person, they had a Raptor, you know, those like
really nice. Yeah. I really like those.
Those are very nice.
Those are dope.
But when you have the word Raptor painted on the hood and then on the side,
ooh,
and then on the other side, and it's all jacked up on those big fucking wheels. It's got a big metal cage.
Maybe he works for Raptor.
Stuff. I mean, this thing.
Or what if he owned the Raptors?
I don't know. This thing.
Damn.
Worked out. It is nuts how much is going on with it. And all I thought was like, oh man, that guy's got a tiny penis.
That guy is definitely compensating for something.
Right away, that's all I saw. And it looked, you know, like, I can't even say it looked nice. It could have looked nice because it's a Raptor. I think those trucks are amazing.
Those are sweet trucks, yeah.
And then he did all that stuff to it. And I was like, dude,
and just,
come on.
Just showed that he's compensating.
Yeah,
okay.
What's
going on? I would vote that.
I think that's beta.
I would completely. I would vote that beta.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, there's like a visible line.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to
like
a
certain
put a number
size
on it, but
right.
I know it.
Right. But I think if we did the studies, like, you could actually put the numbers on it, right?
Yeah.
So like if I see a truck with 40-inch tires,
yeah,
or I see a truck with 35-inch tires, one's outlandish and super beta and one's badass and pretty cool, you know, and now he's alpha.
You're just like,
so
oh,
like
this
it there
cool
there
truck.
Is there is those numbers could be studied, and
we could definitely have scientific numbers,
right? And we should definitely look into that.
We'll just go out there and start measuring,
right?
This guy's
start measuring people's trucks and the lift on them,
yeah.
And then like if the lift is too high, do they have bulls balls hanging from the back?
Oh god!
And if they have bulls balls going hanging from the back, like that could be really funny.
I think
or that could
the
be
second bulls balls are on a truck beta right away. I'm
beta.
Not counting any. I'm not taking any other measurements.
Ultimately,
no.
Yep. Okay. All right. I think it depends. Is the guy wearing a cowboy hat in the front seat?
I'm not sure how that would help the bulls balls.
I think that if you and you being from Texas, whoops, I just knocked something over. You being from Texas, you're not up on the bulls balls on the truck now, are you?
Well, I've seen a lot of them. I'll say that. I have seen a lot of them.
And you're just not
just
feeling
not about
them,
it.
Huh?
No.
All right.
Not personally.
I'll allow it. That's fine.
Okay.
We'll take this vote, and we're going to try to get Shane on the phone here. So let's go ahead and dial from your phone, cuz of course mine's dying because
you wanted to use it.
Because I wanted to use it for this podcast. So no matter what, I know that it's not going to actually work. So let's see if he will answer his phone on a Sunday. And we got it dialed up here, but we'll see if Let me turn his mic on. We still got a mic here for him, so let's see if it he'll pick up.
Pretending to be hanging out by a pool.
That's he's probably just thinking about what same time. Is it the same time there?
No, it's 2 hours back.
Your call 2 hours. Been put into an automated... Okay.
Well, that was our talking to Shane segment, and it didn't go as well as I had planned, but we are still looking at his ugly mug, Shaneikin, in the gym closet here. So, let's see, what else do we got today? Food for thought. Do you have any food for thoughts?
Well, I guess I'll count this as a food for thought. Tell me what your opinion on this is. And okay. I've been asked, because you're not from Des Moines originally.
Right.
Is 235, Highway 235, the highway with the most idiots that you've ever seen in your entire life? I can count on there being one accident a week. I can count on it. I would bet my life on that. I can expect probably three. 3 days of the week, I'm driving to Crave and I'm stuck in traffic, and it's always because of an accident. Somebody slammed in the back of somebody.
See, and
else.
I don't go downtown too often from West Des Moines, but I do get, like, I go to Hair Jordan downtown at Paramount Barber. Shout out to him. I'm going downtown at least once every 3 weeks, and I avoid all traffic.
The most crashes I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I've never driven on a highway and thought. Like, I've never had the thought, like, another one? Oh, my God. And they're never dead. Thank goodness they're never deadly. But it's just, people just slamming into the back of each other all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. So, in Omaha, Dodge Street's kind of that main vein.
Yeah.
I don't remember being super backed up on that or seeing very many accidents on that in general.
Constant.
And... Yeah, I guess I don't know.
A big part of it is, like, you'll go from 50 to 20 to 50 to 20 to 50 to 20. For whatever reason, people in Des Moines are baffled by the way exits work. Exits and on-ramps.
Every time
we pass one
of
those.
So this is our segment called On the Road Again.
Yeah.
Because we'll do that.
I'm getting a little fired up.
Yeah, we're getting fired up. We're getting rolling. So we were actually just driving from Indiana, and I love my dad. He has the worst road rage ever. And I'm just assuming that, like, some dumbass is probably, like, rubbernecking something or doesn't know what exit they want to go, so they, like, slam on their brakes to try to, like, cut through three lanes of traffic, and then that just causes that, like, 60 mile, 70 mile an hour down to, like, 30 mile an hour for a real quick bottleneck, and then backs everybody up and has someone slam on the brakes. So we're driving through. What I will say, though, is driving through Chicago on I-80 during what would be roughly the fringe of, like, their rush hour, god-awful.
Well, right, but that's what gets me so fired up about it.
Right.
Is that
and it should not be, shouldn't it should be. Not be
Chicago
that bad.
Chicago makes a lot of sense to me. It's the fourth biggest fucking city in the United States, you know?
Right. But that my thing, so, I mean, comparatively... I don't know if anywhere else other than, like, Chicago that I've seen. But the problem about Chicago, too, is if a wreck backs up 55 miles.
Yeah.
I mean, we left and we accidentally hit. So we hit on the way there. We hit rush hour. And instead of being, like, a six-hour drive to my brother's house, it was, like, a complete seven-hour drive. And we would have gotten there at the same time if we would have left an hour later and just missed traffic.
Yeah.
Like, it's that bad. But then you end up, like, but to your point, it's like, okay, 80 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour, stopped.
Yeah, right,
like,
right.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't fucking understand how that shit works. But as soon as somebody has a wreck or something in that aspect, it's game over.
Yeah, dude, Iowans are, like, really bad drivers. Like,
terrible.
I came back from Iowa, and I was telling somebody a story. I was like, yeah, and everybody there, and I'm, like, driving, like, his car, actually. I picked him up. I'm driving his car heading from San Antonio to Austin, and I'm telling him how bad of drivers Iowans are because they tailgate and all this stuff. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, because you've been tailgating every fucking person here. And I didn't even think it was that bad compared to what I see here. I apparently I'd picked up the habit a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And that's, like... Yeah, that my dad does that as well. But I think I think it's interesting more when the weather changes and there's a fucking rainstorm.
Yeah.
Or like snow that we get every single year. Everybody decides to just stop remembering.
Yeah, like how to drive. Like it's normal. Like, yeah. I know it's raining, but I'm just gonna go 60.
Yeah, it's insane. We had a pretty cool, not cool weather, but we had tornado warnings while we were just in the gym, and everybody's just hanging out, and we're all like, "Ah, fuck it, let's keep working.
We're gonna
out.
Be all right.
Yeah, we're gonna be
that
all
right." That happened so suddenly too.
Oh yeah, it was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I went to change, and it like there wasn't any rain, and then I came back out, and tornado sirens pouring,
tornado hail. Yeah, it was interesting. So you gotta love Iowa weather. Again, we're always stuck on Iowa weather, and I'm actually glad Shane didn't answer because he would telling us it's 100 degrees. And, yeah.
Well, now he's suffering. Now it's the hot time.
Now we win.
Yeah.
I'll take 80 over 110 every day.
Every single day.
Every single day of the week. But do we have anything else to chat about today?
That's all I had.
Awesome.
Do you have any food for thought or anything?
I don't really. I was just, you know, I was on that success measurement message, and I want to make sure that we challenge everybody this entire month to do some things to further their education, and or 8 weeks, 2 months.
2 months, yeah.
A boot camp of getting shit done, and how to measure success is a big way. If you don't know how you measure success, you're never going to be successful because you don't know, you know, you don't have those metrics. So keep those metrics and continue to be successful. So we really appreciate it's about time. We're good on time, I think. So really appreciate everybody for listening. If you can, please jump on our IG. It's the Gym Closet Podcast or Crave Gym, Crave with a K. We're trying to up our followers so that we can get some business permissions and stuff. So if you are listening to this, please go to Crave Gym and follow us and check out a lot of our cool content. We show a lot of our championships, a lot of our videos come from our training, as well as messages that we post on here and do some different things too. So if you have anything that you would like to have on a podcast or like to hear about or have us extend our knowledge or even research more on, make us do some work and research stuff more, but go ahead and comment on any of our IG. Again, I'm at jordan.hildreth and I am TR Cravestrong, Crave with a K. And if you go to the Gym Closet or Crave Gym, go ahead and follow us on there to stay up to date with all of our information. On iTunes or Stitcher, make sure to rate, review,
subscribe.
There we go.
Yep.
And then read too.
Don't read our
just read the shit, I suppose. Might as well. But we are signing off. Thank you everyone for listening. And again, comment below so that we have we should do another giveaway of some sort, but comment below to make sure that we have what you want to hear on our next podcast. So thanks a lot, folks. Peace. We will talk to you later.